John chapter 6, verse 1. These are the words of the Lord. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, When shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, Make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together, and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, This is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world. And when Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. When even was now come, his disciples went down into the sea, unto the sea, and entered into a ship, and went over the sea toward Capernaum, and it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea, and drawing nigh unto the ship, and they were afraid. But he saith unto them, It is I, be not afraid. Then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. The day following, when the people which stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was none other boat there, save that one wherein his disciples were entered, and that Jesus went not with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples were gone away alone, albeit there came other boats from Tiberias nigh unto the place where they did eat bread. After that the Lord had given thanks. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum seeking for Jesus. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for the meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. Then said they unto him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. They said therefore unto him, What sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I'll raise him up at the last day. The Jews then murmured at him, because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, I came down from heaven? Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, Murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, And they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of God, he hath seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? And Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat of the flesh of the Son of Man, and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. These things said he in the synagogue, as he taught in Capernaum. Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, This is a hard saying. Who can hear it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, Doth this offend you? What? And if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirits and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not. And who should betray him? And he said, therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. From that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, Will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered them, Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. Those are God's words. This chapter begins with the feeding of the 5,000 plus the women and children. It's not mentioned here about the women and children, but in the other Gospels, but here it would be the same. And so about 20,000 with the 5 loaves and 2 fish with leftovers, and here performing a miracle, bringing this about, reminding us that Christ, as he says himself, I am the bread of life. And just as the Lord provided manna in the wilderness, not Moses, but the Lord, Jesus provides to those here in need. He not only provides, through verse 21, there being great winds on the Sea of Galilee caused rough waters, but we see the miracle of Jesus walking on the water. And the disciples seeing him were afraid. Someone's walking on the water, sure, we would be afraid. But he called them to fear not. Immediately upon entering the boat, they were at land. And that's another miracle. Because before they were nowhere near the land given the description in verse 19. And people, of course, then, having seen the miracles, and especially that being fed, as Jesus says, and the feeding of the 5,000, and seeing the other miracles of the healing of diseases in the previous chapters, they flocked after them and searched for him because of the miracles. And Jesus calls them not to seek after the food that perishes, but the food that is spiritual and truly satisfies. He says, labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. And how do they do this? Verse 29, it says, Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. Well, then what is this bread that they must eat of and we must eat of? And Jesus says, verse 35, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. And so we must feed on Christ. And then verses 60 through 65, the multitude of disciples, those who were following because of the that he fed them and they saw the miracles. The multitude of disciples that followed him murmured and grumbled, quarreled with Jesus, reminding us exactly of what we heard in Exodus. They're grumbling against the Lord. It's a hard saying. Who can hear it? And the gospel is offensive, beloved. And so also is the passage we learn, verse 65, which summarizes it. It says, therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me, except it were given unto him of my Father. You see, they followed him for the miracles. That's a theme in John's Gospel. They follow Jesus for the miracles. But when the Word came alongside the miracles, the Word of the good news of the Gospel, they could not bear it. They could not hear. And so they went away. And they walked no more with Jesus. And then Jesus turned to the 12 disciples and asked, we also go away? When things get difficult, when the Word comes and pricks your conscience and you're rebuked of your sin and called to turn unto Christ, the bread of life, will you turn away from Christ? That would only show that you're not His. Not given by the Father. No one who eats of the bread of life by believing on Jesus for your salvation turns and goes away from Christ. And this reminds us also that as we are called to feed on Christ, we feed upon His Word that we hear about this evening. His Word. Then the passage concludes with revealing the final one before His death who would turn from Him by betraying Him, Judas Iscariot. And that perhaps to leave sense that we need to examine ourselves, that we would not be one who is with Jesus for years. Judas was with him for 3 years, ministering, discipling many people, serving the Lord Jesus Christ, and yet he betrayed him and showed he was never one of him, one of Christ, and never fed upon Christ, truly. So we ought to examine ourselves and see if we are in Christ and feeding upon Him. Let's pray. Gracious Father, again we're thankful for all that You have done for us in the Gospel of Jesus Christ, that You have given us Your Son, the very bread of life, which we come to feed upon Him and feed upon him alone, for he alone satisfies. We heard this morning that Jesus is that living water who is struck for our sins, as Moses struck the rock. And so we have that living water, but so too the bread of life. He is the bread of life. And Father, he broken for us there on the cross, in which we give thanks by partaking of him by faith and turning and hating our sin and loving righteousness. We have sinned against you. We've broken your commandments. We have put other gods before us, other idols, made other idols. Even the world's ways and worldly things. And constantly we put in our hearts what is most important, and it is not Jesus Christ, your Son, and coming to worship you, to hear you speak to us. It's often other desires, other joys that we want, other ways we feel that like we will be satisfied. If we just have those things, we would have joy in and be pleased and comforted. But there are none of those things outside of Christ. None of those things outside of Jesus, the bread of life, who truly satisfies our souls. Truly satisfies our minds, for he is truth and wisdom. Truly satisfies our desires, for he fulfills them all, if we would look honestly and truly to him. And so, Father, we ask that you would help us, turn us from our sins. We've taken your name in vain, not only on our lips, but in what we put our trust in. When we value more other things as greater than you, we've taken your name in vain. Father, we have not kept the Sabbath day holy. We have focused on other things and not worked diligently the other 6 days. We've been lazy, slothful. And even that, we are breaking the eighth commandment of stealing. And of course, coveting and lying, if we are doing that at our workplaces. Father, forgive us of such sins, even of dishonoring our parents or dishonoring those who are over us in authority or under us in authority or our peers. Father, we ask that you would forgive us of our murder that we've committed, murder to our own bodies, murder in our hearts towards others, even in slander or gossip, again, of breaking the ninth commandment of bearing false witness against our neighbor. We've committed murder in doing that. We've committed adultery against you, going after other idols, of course, lusting in our hearts after those false things and the ways of the world and other people's, and in that way coveting even perhaps another man's wife or another woman's husband. And Father, we've also, of course, stolen and bear false witness and coveted, all these things we've covered so far. And Father, we praise you that you're a God who, as we long to turn from those sins, by which, if we do truly long, it is by your Holy Spirit, again, an evidence of a true faith within us. We hate them. We keep going unto them, and yet we hate them. And that flesh is battling against the Spirit. We're thankful that the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is battling against the flesh in us. I pray that you would continue that work. Again, another evidence that we are in Christ, that there is a battle going on within our members. And Father, we do praise you and thank you that you're a God who does forgive, who does pardon all of our sins, but only in and through Jesus Christ alone. It's not through any other way, not through what we do, or think or say, but only in Christ your Son, through His blood, through His sacrifice, and guaranteed to us, as we heard in the call to worship, at His resurrection or through His resurrection, which guarantees our justification, seals it unto us. And so, Father, we praise You for being a God who forgives of sin, who gives us an advocate with Jesus Christ the righteous, who pleads for us. And Father, we pray for the many churches, as we have prayed for ourselves, that they would turn from their sin unto You, and You would provide the Word to them, the bread of life, Jesus Christ, the gospel to them. So we keep praying for those congregations like Manhattan and Laramie and the Denver congregation. Provide ministers for them, that the Word would be consistently proclaimed there, faithfully too. We don't want just any word or any pastor. We want faithful pastors. And pray that You would bring them about, young ones or old ones, it doesn't matter. Just Your servants whom You've called. And Father, we ask that You would care for us. Keep turning us to Yourself. This week we pray that You would uphold us as we go out into the world and we are amongst the world, that we would be godly witnesses testifying the good news of Jesus Christ to those we come in contact with, that Your name would be proclaimed, that they would see the glory of the Father even through the Son, who is the light to the world, the light of the world. And You have given us that light as we image it forth, image You forth. And so that we would not, we pray, that we would not be a lamp that is covered by the basket. That we would not cover ourselves up, but that we would, on the hill, be shining forth Your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, grant us success in our jobs, and our callings as husbands and mothers and wives and fathers, children too. Give us success in all that we do, that we would do it for Your glory, and that we would do it to the honor and praise of Your name. For that is our calling, our chief end, to glorify You and enjoy You forever. And so in it, we pray that You would give us joy. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.